Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, so you've heard my take here that I believe NASCAR drivers are, they do more, they have to put up with more in terms of physical and emotional demands than any other sport puts forth on its athletes. And I don't even think it's close. I mean, you consider the temperatures, you consider the pressure of having fatal vehicles driving within feet of you from behind at 150 miles an hour. As I've learned more about NASCAR, as someone who didn't grow up with a sport, I've gained an all new respect. And we're pleased right now to be joined by the driver of the number 14 Mobile Run Rush Truck Center's Ford Mustang for Stewart Haas Racing. He's currently ranked 16th in the point standings with 5 top fives and 8 top 10 finishers. He was also a 2-race winner in 2018. Clint Bowyer joins us right now on Offsides with Mark Ryan. Clint, good afternoon. Appreciate you making the time, man. How are things?
Well, we trying to figure out how to divert some lightning, because lightning has been a big pain in our butt down here in Daytona so far
right?
On this July 4th weekend. We can't get anything done. We can't get on a racetrack. Lightning everywhere in the area. It seems like it pops up. I can't. Can you imagine if we have a pop-up shower in Daytona on July 4th? It is hot, boy.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's been brutally hot throughout the area. There's no doubt about that. Clint, you're holding down right now the final playoff spot out of the 16 playoff spots. If you can believe it, we had on the show earlier today the driver ranked immediately after you, Erik Jones. And Clint, he wanted me to know he's coming for you. He wanted me to know he's coming for you. But you know, how does it feel right now holding down that final playoff berth?
Well, you tell him I'm not worried about looking that way. We got to worry about, you know, getting out of June. Thank God that June is – I think we went from 7th or 8th in points to 16th in points in June. Lost like 200 points. It was unbelievable. If it could happen, it'd land in our lap and blow up. This prime example, a little bit par for the course last week in Chicago. Qualified 6th, rolling into the race thinking, hell, we're going to be all right here. Before the first stage even ended, my right rear tire blows out, blows the whole right side off the car. And by the time we finally got put out of our misery, it wasn't the first fire that did it. It was the second fire of the car catching on fire that finally put me out of my misery and sent me home with a tail between my legs. And yet another terrible finish and DNF and loss of points, which put me into some sort of conversation you just had about being on the bubble of the playoffs. So, no, I'm not very happy about it. Yes, we are going to fix it. Yes, June is behind us. And yes, July is among us and upon us. So, and yes, we are in Daytona, which is a great opportunity. You got to look at a track like this. This is a crapshoot, man. When you're thinking about Daytona, you're thinking, oh, my, one of two things is going to happen. You're going to wreck out of this thing, be back on fire, and maybe upside down, or you just might be in victory lane. Given the month of June that we had, we've got to – I mean, it's got to turn around sooner or later. And I couldn't think of a better place than to have, you know, it turn around than Daytona. Such a historical place. The tradition and everything behind our sport all leads to Daytona. It all started here. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, the biggest races are won here. So looking forward to the opportunity tomorrow night. And can't wait to hopefully put this damn thing in victory lane where it belongs.
Well, Clint, if it does rain throughout qualifying, you're obviously going to have to start where your points are, which doesn't sound that bad. But with a recent struggle that you had with one driver, I don't think you would want Ryan Newman pushing you behind. So would you want qualifying to happen today so that way Ryan Newman isn't behind you pushing you all the way?
Man, it doesn't really matter where you start here. It's it doesn't. I've started on the pole here and been dead last in 10 laps, or I've started dead last and been leading a race in 10 laps. I mean, all hell breaks loose when the rag drops, and you expect that. You know it's coming. You learn. The whole time you're out there, you're learning, and this is why. You don't have that opportunity like we used to come down here literally almost a month ahead of time and test, put your car out there, put in situations and learn what it's going to do, work on it, tweak on it, keep making it faster and faster and faster before you get out there for the big dance, for Sunday's race. Those days are long gone. Through the simulation, the tools that we use to make these cars fast as they're going to be is when they leave the shop. You from there, you try to get them through tech and try to get as much as you can through tech. And from there, you line that baby up and hopefully you make the right decisions, you and your spotter. Communication is such a big deal down here. You know, it's not just you out there. You've got to have a good spotter. He's your eyes and ears up there on the spotter stand and you know, obviously keeping you out of harm's way, but he's telling you where the runs that are coming from. This is such a unique way of racing compared to what our norm is. A lot of people don't understand this, and you spend more time looking in the rearview mirror than you do out the windshield here, and I'm not lying. A lot of people would hear me say that and go, oh, that's not true. That is very true. You are constantly worried about the runs and what's forming behind you because that's what's going to push you to the win when the time, you know, comes. And obviously you've got to work together and communicate and put yourself in the right situation. And hopefully that's with a lot of them Ford Mustangs around me. And more importantly, hopefully it's with my teammates, whether it's Kevin Harvick or Eric Amarola or you know, Daniel Suarez. Because those are the only ones that you can really, truly count on to push you. And even then, they might hold you out, push you out to dry.
2008 NASCAR Xfinity Series champion Clint Bowyer joining us here on the show. A question from a listener, Clint. Do you speed excessively while driving your personal vehicle, given your profession? Do you find it hard not to do that?
My wife thinks I do, but I don't necessarily... you know, I don't see it. But the funniest thing to me is, you know, when you have a guy like trying to have road rage or whatever, it's like that is the green light for, I mean, could you imagine? Because they don't know, right? They're just
sure.
Cutting somebody off or whatever. They just think it's Joe Blow. And
I mean, no, they're cutting off you.
But my best is. Right, like leaving a racetrack, you're in a rental car that doesn't even have your name attached to it, and this guy's trying to cut you off. he has no idea what he's in for. I mean, that happens almost every week to all of us leaving a racetrack or something. And whether your race goes good or bad, I mean, you've been out there running 200 mile an hour, beating and banging and rubbing fenders with some guy, and you've got some maniac out on the road at 30 mile an hour trying to cut you off, he's going to have bad luck.
I'm going to temporarily remove you, Clint, from the laws of physics and gravity. Okay, we're gonna enter a different land here for a moment. I would like you, okay. you can design right here on our show your perfect track. Okay? Like, what would be included in your perfect track? Whatever you want it to be. I was talking to Patrick Brown about this, my producer, earlier in the show, and I said, man, wouldn't you have to have some kind of Hot Wheels loop-de-loop that you had as a kid, right? So if you had your perfect track, you know these guys like Greg Norman designs golf courses now. Why can't Clint Bowyer design his ultimate track? So tell me about the Clint Bowyer ultimate track experience. What do we have on this track? What makes it unique? What makes it special?
Well, it'd definitely be a short track. I think, you know, these big tracks serve a purpose, but they don't serve near as good a purpose as a short track does. So it'd definitely be a short track, probably about a half-mile track. I wanted a wall of grandstands all the way around it like you would at a Bristol Motor Speedway or something like that. And I would want atmosphere, man. I want it to be, you know, it would literally, I would name it the action track. And I would not stop until it was definitely living up to its expectations. It would have to have action. It'd have to have beating and banging. It'd have to have people getting out and wanting to fight. Fans would have to be into it. It would be action. And I feel like there's some tracks that we're definitely down that path, but I feel like there's some tracks where I'd just as soon go somewhere else and try something else out. That's the biggest thing for me. It's been a long time since we've been able to race in front of new eyeballs on a different racetrack and give our fans something new. I would love to be able to go to a new venue, a new place somewhere, and race in front of new eyeballs and share that new excitement, enthusiasm together.
Clint, we have about 30 seconds left. You're a huge Kansas City Chiefs fan. I imagine that makes you also
that also
makes you a huge Pat Mahomes fan. If Pat Mahomes was a NASCAR driver throughout the history of the sport, who would he be?
Now, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Just because he can throw a football doesn't mean he can drive a car.
That's also true.
He probably has people drive his cars for him as good as he throws a football. He better have a fleet of people. He ought to have his own Secret Service.
Love it. Love it. Clint Boyer is the driver of the number 14 Mobil 1 Rush Truck Center's Ford Mustang for Stewart Haas Racing. Currently in the playoffs right now, if they began today, the 2018 NASCAR Xfinity Series champion and the 2012 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series championship runner-up. Clint, thank you so much for your time. Greatly enjoyed it, and good luck the rest of the season, all right?
Thanks, pal.
You got it. All right. Clint Boyer, an interview heard only right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.